The official at the firm we're talking about, executive of the firm, is Edith O'Brien. She's a treasurer. She said sent an email the afternoon of October 28th, 3 days, of course, before the downfall of MF Global. She said there was a transfer of funds that was per JC's direct instructions. Of course, the JC she's referring to is indeed John Corzine. And she was talking about direct instructions that he had given to transfer $200 million from a customer fund account to meet an overdraft in one of MF Global's JP Morgan accounts in London. Again, all of this according to an email sent by Edith O'Brien, who is a treasurer for the firm, and that in turn was quoted in a memo that was drafted by congressional investigators. Now, remember that MF Global at the time found that intraday credit lines were being limited by JP Morgan. And so the question during this whole situation is, did MF Global knowingly transfer customer funds where they weren't supposed to be? Who knew about it? When did they know about it? And of course, the question remaining, which is, where did all of that money end up? So